The bloodied head was now gliding toward them, her long midnight tresses rising weightlessly above it, passing through the smoke and dancing embers of the burning tree.
"Ygvad," she hissed, "what brings you to the realm of shadows?"
Ygvad looked as though he'd seen the floating severed heads before. He didn't even step back as they neared him. "The blood sigil," he said nonchalantly. "I think you received the same."
"Yes."
"I've come with peace offerings for the Lady of the Archchair,"
Ygvad said, and he placed a hand on James's shoulder.
"You Bragna will not have you, Ygvad,"
Lijuan growled.
"Do you think, perchance, sister, that you Bragna as a reward for his head?"
"Perhaps,"
the other flesh maiden said.
"We could pull it from his shoulders and bring it to her."
But suddenly, Lijuan's white eyes fell on James, and she closed them and let out a shriek.
"Be silent, sister. Look at this child."
The other head floated closer to James, and the colored eyelids flashed as she inspected him.
"By the mold on Orla's chin, he's the eyes of the Dark Lord. It can't be."
"Impossible,"
cried Lijuan. And then her head returned to her headless body, sitting on the log. Once her sister had done the same, the ladies came toward them. They pounced on James, the fat one grabbing him by the cheeks, and the long-haired lady grabbing a handful of his hair. James pushed her away.
"How'd you do that with your heads?"
Lijuan ignored this and looked at Ygvad with narrowed, greedy eyes.
"Let me do you a favor. I'll bring him in your stead. That way, you can scramble back to where you came from and keep your head."
She looked at James and smiled, placing a hand on his shoulder affectionately.
"I won't allow that," Ygvad said. "You see, I..."
"Allow?" Yan Yu giggled. "Did he say allow?"
"He did," Lijuan said.
"And it was cute."